Recognizing all pace I waft are astonishing and impressive, but I would prefer to choose it was in fault for several reasons, because it's our proud in our country and in our continent, in South America. But there are another reason why I choose that, because it has some of the most impressive waterfalls in the world. It's in the border of Brazil and Argentina, and near the Paraguay. The Argentina side has to be seen to be believed. This provides at least a day to exploring on the path and bridges that take a visitor up close and personal to the falls. The Brazilian side is amazing too, maybe is significantly smaller than Argentina side, yet it offers panoramic views on the waterfall and pathways to the studded with viewpoints as well. You can hop over the Paraguay because Paraguay is near. Into the Paraguay, you can. There is a short bus trip away. Ciudad del Este is the first town that lies on the border and is known as a commercial district of cheap clothes, electronics, and other goods. And there is a striking Buddhist temple as well, and near the Iguazu Falls. The Buddhist temple is surrounded by peaceful garden that create a same light atmosphere and provide panoramic views of the city. You can visit the bird park as well. You know, it contains over the 100, more or less, or 100 different species of birds, as well as reptiles and butterflies. The Itaputan is the world's largest hydroelectric power plant. Taking account the peaks is amazing about this plant. Is too good to view as well, to see as well. You can look over the edge of the Devil's Throat as well. You know, the Devil's Throat is made up of the 14 folds that make a long cartoon, or cascade in the shape of the horse's shoe. The hikes in the area are incredible as well. There are plenty of hikes to enjoy in the Iguazu National Park. And you can do a touring by helicopter is a must. An aerial view on the waterfall is one of the best way to take in the whole panoramic view. You can view so many stations into these amazing falls, like Iguazu. You can see the immense river. Enjoy that, and you can obviously take a boat trip as well. Maybe it seems to me a little bit risky, but you can risk. You can take a risk in order to enjoy this opportunity in these places. To be honest, and the last question about do workers and students have a good amount of vacation time where you live? I think both worker and student have enough time in order to take a breath during a year, more or less half 1 month per year. I think it's enough time in order to take a breath, in order to take your mind off, in order to organize your ideas, in order to take as part times to enjoy what you like, I face so many times in your hobbies, and you maybe do organize so many trips. In one month you can able to to take a little time in order to think about your life, in order to think of in order to relax for a little time if you want to. I think is enough time when you are your share time with your family or spend time with your family and enjoy every moment or every day during this month is enough time for me, to be honest.